The Hughes Program for Air Quality, Health, and Society was started about 1 year ago, taking a multidisciplinary approach to understanding and addressing the consequences of air pollution. The program's director, Dr. Robert Payne, says these new seed grants will help researchers make connections between air quality and individual health.
If you're somebody who has lung disease, what happens to you with poor air quality? If you're someone who is at risk for stiff blood vessels, what happens and how does that change when you're exposed to the poor air quality? And what happens to the vulnerable population of folks who are pregnant, and do we change the outcome of their pregnancy when they're exposed to increased air pollution?
Researchers cover a range of health disciplines, from pulmonary medicine to psychiatry to bioinformatics. The grants will fund experiments to assess the impacts of air pollution on babies in utero and those who have heart and lung disease. There are also studies looking at remote monitoring of home air quality, the integration of environmental and clinical data, and the association between exposure to air pollution and suicide. Payne says the studies are meant to develop Utah-specific data.
The more data we get about the health effects of air pollution, the better we can inform those who are trying to set policy. If we have a better understanding of what the real costs of air pollution are, that will make it easier to convince people that we need to change behavior and also make the cost-benefit clearer to us all the time.
The grants are funded by the University of Utah through the institution's Seed Grant Program. The program will be seeking additional funding in the future to expand its operations. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.